When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья! Hey everyone! While Tolstoy wrote about the winners mainly, the aristocrats, Napoleon, etc., Dostoevsky predominantly wrote about the male losers, precisely men without women. Today there's a movement called Red Pill, mainly among men, which uses evolutionary psychology to understand male-female dynamics. Red pill idea is based on the movie Matrix, in which the red pill gives you a harsh truth, while blue pill keeps you in comforting lies. So the example of blue pill is the old Disney fairy tale of love and romance, while red pill says we move like ruthless animals when it comes to mating. So basically, according to Red Pill, we are animals and women are as ruthless as men when it comes to mating. So let's see if Dostoevsky is Red Pill or not. In his first novel, Poor Folk, published in 1845, Dostoevsky tells the story of two cousins. Despite living across from the street from each other, they have very different paths in life, simply because one is a man, the other is a woman. In the beginning, both struggle with poverty as lives keep punching them in the face. But soon the cousins fall in love. You expect them to make it in life together. But in Dostoevsky's world, there is no Disney fairy tale. As it seems, their lives take turn for good, and they are on the verge of moving together when something incredible happens. The girl is snatched away. By whom? A rich man. She has moved on to a life of luxury afforded by her new husband. The novel ends with the male cousin still clinging tightly onto his love for the woman who doesn't even bother responding to his letters. The harsh reality of natural selection. The man has to lick his wounds and accept humiliation and defeat. In 1848, Dostoevsky published a short story titled White Nights. It tells the story of a lonely young man who walks alone at night in the dark streets of St. Petersburg. One night he meets a woman and they start talking. He wants to be friends with her, but she has one condition: do not fall in love with me. The man promises not to fall in love, but as they continue their nightly meetings on the street, the man slowly falls in love with her. But he keeps secrets, so he helps her with her own lonely heart. He keeps her company as she's waiting for her boyfriend to return from Moscow. As his obsession with her grows stronger and stronger, and the climax seems very promising, and he secretly hopes that the boyfriend never returns, but then the woman's boyfriend shows up and snatches her away. He watches her in the other man's arms while himself licking his wounds. He put all the effort in comforting the woman only to see someone's taking her away. So a man always has a romantic or sexual interest, no matter how much he says otherwise. Platonic friendship tends to be one-sided and only benefits women. So do not trust men who say otherwise. So do not trust men who say they only want to be friends with a woman. For Dostoevsky himself, following the publication of this novel and its success, he had the most gruesome experience of his life. He was arrested a few years later and sent to Siberia to spend 4 years in a prison labor camp and then another 6 years of exile working for the Russian army. In other words, he was banished from St. Petersburg for 10 years. During these 10 years, he spent most of it with other fallen men, mostly convicts sent to Siberia to do jail time. Upon his return, he wrote The House of the Dead in 1862, depicting the harrowing tales of fallen men, convicts, criminals, political rebels living in the harshest of conditions. You can see glimpses of women in this book, but the inmates are all men from all over Russian Empire, as far as Poland to the west and Dagestan to the south, all thrown together in a tight space. During the day, they have to work like animals, and at night, they have to nurse their own lonely thoughts and failed dreams. Life couldn't get any worse, but despite all the horrors of Siberia, these men bond with each other, tell their stories, and take whatever joy life throws at them. And occasionally, they can scrap whatever money they have to pay for a prostitute for a few minutes or hours of female company. Just like in his first book, The House of the Dead is really the house of lonely men who have little to no access to women like defeated male animals. In 1864, Dostoevsky followed the novel with one of his most amazing depictions of male loneliness in The Notes from Underground. The main character is a total loser who is so fed up with society constantly punching him in the face so many times that he has decided to hide in some underground basement like an injured animal. He has given up on everything. He doesn't even want to treat his own liver disease. He's waiting to die alone. He's one of those male animals defeated in their fight to mate and so injured that he's waiting for his own death and unable to pass on his genes. Today, millions of men hide in their parents' basements, avoiding society altogether. So the underground man is not only the men hiding in their basements, but also millions of lonely men hiding in their office behind computer. In 1866, Dostoevsky published his most famous novel and perhaps one of the most famous novels of all time. Crime and Punishment is about a young poor student called Raskolnikov, who has a grand ambition and thinks he's just like Napoleon and history is waiting for him. Why does he have such a delusion of grandeur? You guessed it, he's a lonely man with only one friend and also away from his family. When you have nobody around you, you weave grandiose dreams in your head. To achieve his Napoleonic dream, he thinks working hard, climbing a social ladder and conventional way is not for him. So what does he do? He takes a shortcut to get rich. Not scamming or a pyramid scheme, no. He picks up an axe, not to chop wood. He walks into an apartment. He murders a rich old woman. Thinking you're Napoleon is one thing, but killing people is a whole different ballgame. As it turns out, he is not really Napoleon. This poor student trembles like an autumn leaf. He hides in his dark apartment until the Russian law catches up to him. He's sent to Siberia where he can lick his wounds in the cold. So from his dark apartment in St. Petersburg to a dark prison cell in Siberia, it is the story of a lonely young man. Today, everyone in the world, prisons are filled with men, just like Raskolnikov, who all wanted to take a shortcut in life. In 1869, Dostoevsky wrote The Idiot, in which he tells the story of a good-hearted man, or you could say a nice guy in today's world. He's perhaps the nicest guy you will ever meet. Some likens him to a Jesus-type figure. He falls in love with a woman. Once again, he has a rival. His rival is not just some rich dude, this time it's also a bad boy, a violent man. Let's see who the girl picks. She says all the nice things to the nice guy, Prince Myshkin. She says she loves him dearly. Alright, words are cheap, but her action speaks louder. She picks the bad boy, leaving the nicest guy in Russia high and dry. The woman sees all the goodness in him, but still decides to marry a horrible man, a man who ends up killing her. This is Dostoevsky's psychological observation that an orphan woman without proper parental guidance goes for the wrong man. Today there's a saying that nice guys finish last, and this is depicted in Dostoevsky's novel beautifully some 150 years ago in Russia. So no matter how nice you are as a man, life still punches you in the face, so much so that you would go insane. Prince Myshkin licks his wounds and heads to Switzerland to recuperate in a sanitarium. In 1872, Dostoevsky wrote Demons, a novel about political change. It's about a bunch of revolutionary men who want political change in a small town in Russia. Throughout history, violence has predominantly been a male tool in shaping reality. Nowadays, however, the threat of violence comes from the police and the military. In Dostoevsky's novel, a bunch of young radicals overthrow the government and the consequences are terrible for everyone. The novel is considered to have predicted the October Revolution of 1917, in which the communists took over Russia. Again, Dostoevsky's men are at the forefront of social upheaval. In the animal kingdom, horny males sometimes team up to overthrow the...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Get free estimates fast using our easy do-it-yourself landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape products at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit JDPower.com for details and Menards.com for deals.
Save big.
Alpha male or create chaos that might bring change beneficial to them. Human history is filled with men teaming up to overthrow the kings or conquer other territories. But in this novel, just like all Dostoevsky's novels, these men predictably fail in their attempt. In 1879, Dostoevsky published his biggest novel, The Brothers Karamazov. Again, five men are at one another's throats. The father Karamazov and his three legitimate sons and one illegitimate son are battling each other. One of them kills the father, and now fingers are pointed at all his sons. Each brother has a story, a wound, and there's no happy ending in their lives. The only one who has a positive outlook or light at the end of the tunnel for his life is the youngest brother. Perhaps it's only a matter of time for him. Who knows what happens to him later on in life? Dostoevsky again tells the story of men in serious trouble. Here the trouble is more complex, philosophical, and existential. But again, you could say that in the Karamazov household, the presence of females is very scarce. These men fight over women. In fact, one of the brothers tries to seduce the same woman his father is courting. Male competition also means that two or three generations of men compete for the same woman. The woman in question is also confused who to pick, the youth of the son or the wealth of the father. The father ends up dead and the son ends up in Siberia. As I have shown you in all these novels, the most common theme is lonely men. But why? It's pretty simple. Dostoevsky was a man. He experienced almost everything men experience in life. He lived the highs as well as the lows of a male experience. He was a published author, respected by his peers, and then bam, he was thrown into the most terrible prisons where he shared a room with the most dangerous men in Russia. He saw everything men were capable of. In the House of the Dead, he says the hardest thing about prison is not the work, nor the food, or the cold, or the guards. The hardest, as well as the scariest thing about prison was other men. On the outside, you would never want to be close to these men, yet in prison, you have no choice but to sleep next to them. Not just one man, but many of them. And not just one night, but for years and years. He says, quote, "One suffering is perhaps the sharpest, the most painful. There are men there with whom no one would consent to live." So Dostoevsky understood the male psychology because he lived with them and with the most violent, wretched men, but also the most noble and humble of men. Here, he also talks about one of the best inmates, a Muslim boy from Dagestan. Quote, "Ali was an exceptional being, and I always think of my meeting him as one of the lucky things in my life." The second reason Dostoevsky was able to write about men was his own sensibilities. Dostoevsky was not as physically robust as other men and suffered from epilepsy. Tolstoy was a giant who even tackled Napoleon in his novel War and Peace. But Dostoevsky not only was a small man, he was also suffering from poor health. Poor health in anyone is a terrible thing, but in man, it's even more detrimental because among the sexes, men are measured for what they can produce. In Russia in particular, if you were not tough as a man, you might have struggled in life more. You only garner respect from other men if you are physically strong and mentally robust. This is why Putin wrestles bears. The next Russian president must be able to wrestle with tigers and lions to beat Putin in an election. This is why the Dagestanis have become the big force in combat sports. Dostoevsky was a bit short, 5'6 or 169 centimeters tall. Compounding that with the sensitive mind of a writer, he wasn't picked for many sports. This meant he would stand back and observe how society treated men based on how strong they were or how useful they could be. All his male characters are pretty weak, mentally as well as physically, and they tend to be the thinking type, not the action type, and almost all of them end up becoming losers. The underground man hides in his basement, Raskolnikov moves to Siberian prison, Ivan goes mad, and so does Mishkin. This inability to attract women shows up in almost all Dostoevsky's novels and short stories. In Poor Folk, the man watched his love being stolen by a rich man. In White Nights, the man again watches the girl he loves in another man's arms. In Notes from Underground, the underground man can only get a prostitute but loses her soon after because he had no experience with a woman and has no idea how to keep her. In Crime and Punishment, Raskolnikov might be a virgin, and the idiot Prince Mishkin loses the woman he loves to a violent man, a bad boy, so to speak. In Brothers Karamazov, women are so scared, so much so that the father and one of his sons fight over the same woman. This is why Dostoevsky speaks to men. Human mating is as old as dinosaurs, so it doesn't matter Dostoevsky was writing 150 years ago. It was as true back then as it is true today. Men and women have always struggled in mating, but Dostoevsky looked not at the men who were successful, those who failed. He wrote about the lonely men, or the so-called losers in society. The winners are loved by other men and women. What happens to the losers in society? According to Dostoevsky, they end up in Siberian prisons or go underground. So what is Dostoevsky's message to men? Dostoevsky proposed religion as an antidote to all the social upheavals that were taking place in Russia at the time. Why religion? It gives society a structure, it defines roles, it simplifies things. But most importantly, religion forces people to be monogamous and stay with one partner. This way, the majority of men get to reproduce. While it limits female choice, it does provide the men at the bottom a sense of purpose. Dostoevsky liked unquestionable hard work, dedication, naivety, and simplicity of the Orthodox Russian way of life, where people feared God and loved one another. A bond among brothers, so to speak. However, we are not in Russia, so what would be his answer to today's world? I think Dostoevsky wanted men to keep their heads down and work. Yes, work. It sounds so simple that you might think this is such a stupid answer. A very cliched answer. But it is true. Simply by working, you already have a purpose. With purpose comes joy after every little triumph, achievement, and success. We are wired to get energy from success and achievement, no matter how big or small. When I started this channel, it was unimaginable that one day I would have thousands of people watching my videos. I think Dostoevsky depicts how unfair the world is, and it's up to us to decide what to do with it. He is like a father figure who tells you stories about the world. He's like a father who has been through a lot in life. Now he sits with you and tells you some amazing yet profound stories that you can learn from. His novels also punch you in the face sometimes. Why? To wake you up. Life is what it is. It's unfair sometimes. Dostoevsky was sent to Siberian labor camp, one of the harshest prisons in the world. For what? For his intellectual activities. Isn't that unfair? Despite not killing or harming anyone, he was sentenced to 4 years of hard labor and another 6 years of exile. Yet, he used the experience to understand his fellow men on a very deep level. He came back and started writing some of the most profound novels. Novels that have given joy, tears, cold sweat to readers throughout the world. Dostoevsky understood that the world was unfair, but it's far easier to change yourself than the world, conquering yourself than conquering others. Let me make it very clear. Dostoevsky's novels are not only about men. It's just one aspect of his writing, but he has so much more. His stories are deeply psychological, philosophical, and also incredibly engaging. So now that you have a better understanding of Dostoevsky, you should watch my 3.5 hours video on his major works with a fresh new perspective and learn how he predicted the modern time. Thank you for watching. Spasibo bolshoi.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.